Hi, my name is Lene Brown, and I am interviewing Ashley. Ashley, you and I are both from blended families. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience growing up with that family dynamic?
Yeah. So my parents split, I think, when I was about like six. And my stepdad has been in my life ever since that point, as well as my stepbrother. When we were growing up, we didn't differentiate between like steps and halves. I have two older sisters, as well as a younger brother as well. And we kind of were all raised pretty platonically. There wasn't too much attention brought to like origins of how we were brothers and sisters. It was more of just, that's my brother, that's my sister.
Mm-hmm. Who lived in your immediate household and who like lived with their other parent?
So actually no one lived with my dad. My sisters lived with their mother. My younger brother and I lived together. And then also my stepbrother lived with us.
Oh, so there was, okay, so there was three people,
mm-hmm.
three children at your house. And so you said your parents split when you were six, and then you were introduced to your stepbrother, right? Mm-hmm. What was that transition like? Although you didn't differentiate, I mean, it's meeting somebody new. What was that like?
Honestly, I think as a kid, you're pretty open. I don't think that you're too, stuck on the details of, like, who this person is or the dynamics behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very much just, this is my mom just pretty much explained to my stepdad as like, this is someone that I'm going to be spending time with. Like, this is someone who's safe, like that you can trust. Mm. And this is his son. And from there, I think they were together maybe a couple years before things got pretty serious. And it just always felt, I don't know, we just developed a routine.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't live with them right away?
No.
So your mom, you said that your mom, kind of told you like this is a safe person and stuff. So you, as a kid, you were kind of, how were you feeling when you were first met this person? You were just open?
I think so. I was kind of vibed off of my mom, and so if my mom kind of said like, you know, this person's okay, like then this person was okay. Yeah, like I didn't really think too hard about it.
Mm-hmm. How do you think that the blended family dynamic has influenced you over time? Let me ask this first. What is the dynamic like now? Are you equally close with all your siblings or?
So we had it wasn't until we got older, like high school, that me and my sisters had like.
And how are you related to them exactly?
So my sisters are related to me through my father.
Mm-hmm.
So we all share the same dad, different mothers. They are actually fraternal twins. So they have always like been together, like same age, grown up together, etc. And my dad was in my life consistently, whereas with my sisters, I actually didn't meet my sisters until I was about, I think, 11 or 12. So I actually had no idea they existed until that point in time. And then after I got to know them, things were fine for a while. And then there was this hostility because they kind of felt like, well, why did I get to have our dad in my life? And like, why did he pick me to like, you know, be around and like interact with? And that was hard as a kid because it's like, I have no idea. You know, like I don't consider myself like the favorite kid or like, I had never thought of it like that. You know, that was just, my dad was just around for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have any experience of him not being around. Whereas I guess they feel like he was this absent person in their life until like age 11, 12, because they're a year older. And I guess they kind of felt like I was to blame for that. So it was awkward trying to navigate that. It was a preteen.
How did you feel that resentment from them? And also, how did you deal with it?
They would flat out say it. Like, I thought I was better than them. I thought I was my dad's favorite. I was his favorite. Me and my mom like connived to get him to do things. They would say things like I was privileged or like I was better off. Like it was just very hard to deal with. obviously, like, I would talk to my mom about it, and she would do her best to just explain, like, you know, this is something that's a little, like, beyond a child's understanding, you know, like, how relationships break down, and, you know, you're not responsible, and she was always this be the bigger person aspect, mm-hmm. because, I mean, in some regards, like, I did have, like, I had a nice upbringing, you know, like, it's, I don't think it's anything that, like, I would say was, like, glamorous, but I could see how someone who didn't have, like, my dad around, because financially my dad did support us, I could see how they would perceive it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, it was never anything that, like, I ever felt bad about. It was more of just, like, I wanted that closeness with them, and I wanted to have, like, a relationship with my big sisters, and I just, they, it just wasn't possible at that point in time, because they were just very hostile sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So, has that relationship dynamic changed? And if so, what caused the change, and what is it like now?
So, me and, like, one of my sisters have always had, like, a relative closeness. Me and the other, not so much. But since the birth of my niece 2 years ago, we've all kind of, I think, come together collectively, just, like, on, like, a family first kind of aspect. Even my dad, like, he and I's relationship is, like, actually a little odd right now, which is maybe why it's going so well with my sisters. I don't really know. Yeah. It's, like, right now, it's a, there's a nice, like, sisterhood feel to it. So, mm-hmm. it's nice to finally be at that point after, like, years of back and forth, and, mm-hmm. like, double teaming and drama.
Do you all, so your sisters, you and your younger brothers, do you all do family things together? Or is it kind of like, these are my sisters and these are my brothers because of the families they came from?
That's precisely how it is. It's very much team-oriented, just like that. Like, mm-hmm. these are my sisters. Who I deal with, like, in our family aspect, and then mm-hmm. I have my brothers who I deal with, like, in our family mm-hmm. aspect. Both are in my life, actually, like, on a pretty consistent basis. I see them all equally. They all know each other, but there's never really a situation outside of, like, maybe an event for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, when my sister had, like, a baby shower, my mom was in attendance. You know, like, there's small things where, like, we may, you know, interact, on, like, an immersive level. But other than that, they kind of, everyone, we kind of stay in our little circles.
Are you closer to one, well, in the way that you made it seem like you're closer to your mom and your, maybe your brothers, or are you closer to your brothers or your sisters more?
Actually, probably I'd say, just because that's who I was in the house with, I'm probably closer with my brothers. But, well, yeah, no, I think that's fair to say. I'm probably, because I see them literally, like, every day, and we literally grew up together under the same roof. Whereas my sisters, I would see, like, on the weekends when I would visit my dad, or, like, mm-hmm. for an event or something. Like, mm-hmm. And it's still kind of not like that, where, you know, we try to make time for each other, but I still see my brothers just more consistently.
Mm-hmm. And what does holiday season look like for you? How do you split your time, or does everyone come together? How does that work?
So we usually split it up. My mom is, like, a stickler about Thanksgiving. Like, that's her thing. So, of course, like, me and my brother show up there. My sisters have actually come on occasion. They're usually invited every year, but they tend to have something going on, so they don't come. But it depends, because, like, being married made it weird, because then we had to split it up between my husband's family. So we would do, like, Thanksgiving with my mom, and then we'd do maybe Christmas with my dad, and then we'd do, like, New Year's with his family.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be, like, it's rotating. It's weird. But my mom always gets Thanksgiving. As long as she gets that,
mm-hmm.
we figure out Christmas and everything else.
And you would never, or have never, done a holiday at your sister's mother's house?
So actually,
or with their family?
I've been invited. It's just a situation where I usually have prior obligations. I know their mother, though. I know their grandmother. On, like, pretty personal levels, we're pretty close. They ask about me, you know, like, if I'm on the phone with my sisters, they'll come in and say, oh, hey, you know, like, so when I see them, like, it's all love. Like, we all know each other. It is nice finally being at the point, though, because, like I said, there was definitely drama before, but everyone, like, even my mother, when she sees their mother, like, because they've run into each other out in public, and they'll speak, and they'll stop and chat, and yeah, girl, and blah, blah, blah. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, everyone's pretty chummy.
You talked a lot about how, or not a lot, but you talked about how your mom was very, vocal and like explaining like the relationship dynamics to you. Mm-hmm. Did your dad also do that, or what was his communication like, and or what did he explain or not explain?
He actually himself was very open and forthcoming. Again, you have to remember I was like a child, so it wasn't like I was explained, like no one said anything prolific to me. Like it was very kind of basic, and it was just like there was some accountability. Like he was just like, you know, there sometimes, you know, in life, like there's reasons why you can't be there for the people that you love. And again, you have to keep in mind that I'm sure he wasn't trying to make their mother sound like a bad person. And I'm sure there's still like parts of that story that I don't know, but it was just presented to me as if, you know, his relationship with them was difficult or made difficult because of their mother. And it was a situation where he wasn't able to be a part of their lives like he was with my mother, because he and my mother were actually married at one point.
Unlike with him
and my sister's mother. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's always just been that kind of understanding of there was a misunderstanding, which is why he wasn't able to be a part of their lives. But now that he is, you know, he wants to, you know, make that a priority. Mm-hmm. You know, because we're all his children and he loves us equally. Like I was never made to feel like, you know, like they were bad people. You mm-hmm. know, he was always just like, you know, sometimes you have to be patient with people and understand and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he would explain to them as well, because they've told me, like, he would be like, you know, your sister has nothing to do with this and this, that, and the third. So I think he tried to like keep it as like cool as he possibly could, keep everyone friendly. But you know, women in general, even young women, are gonna like, you know, come up with their own ideas. But I think we were all able to navigate fine. Mm-hmm. Eventually.
What was your relationship like, and then also what did he communicate when your dad no longer lived with you and your mom?
I saw my dad still actually pretty consistently. Like he still came to all my events. I saw him on the weekends, typically, like he'd come and pick me up for the weekend, or even sometimes throughout the week, like I'd end up staying over there for a couple days. After I no longer saw him that often, like I strictly lived with like my mom and stepdad, my dad still made a point of coming around. But of course I feel like there was just that, not awkwardness, but like that extra boundary because of the fact that my mom was like with someone new. So it was very much a situation where he wanted to contact me directly, and he and my mom didn't really have much conversation. Like in those early years, there was still a lot of, I think, like hurt feelings that they hadn't mm-hmm. gotten through yet. Now they talk, but before it was very much so me coordinating with him.
Mm-hmm. Although you saw your dad, was it, do you remember as a child, like, thinking, why is my dad not here in my house anymore? Or, like, was that hard for you? Did you have any fears?
No. Not that I recall, honestly. I didn't really want for much as a kid. I think that maybe if our circumstances had probably been different, like, if my stepdad hadn't been around, maybe I would have felt that emptiness of, like, a male figure in the house. But I don't really feel like I missed anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, there was always that, like, question in the back of my mind of, like, man, like, I wonder why my parents, like, didn't choose to work it out. But I had always loved my stepdad, so I had never felt like, oh, he's the reason that they're not together. Mm-hmm. I never felt that way.
Mm-hmm. How has your growing up in the family dynamic that you have influenced your thoughts on family and or marriage and relationships in general?
I think that honestly, I like, while like, as I'll say, like I had a great like upbringing. Like I don't really feel like, you know, there's anything problematic about like I wasn't scarred or anything. I do think that like the primary family like is very important. Not to sound like prehistoric or like, you know, misogynistic or whatever, but I think that because of how I grew up, I understand the importance of like keeping your family ties together, you know, because I do see how hard it is for some people. And granted, like I wasn't the one with grudges or whatever. It's still frustrating being on the receiving end of something that you have nothing to do with. So I'll say that like if anything, it definitely prioritized, like, me wanting to have a strong marriage and, like, bring children into, like, a strong foundation and, like, into a marriage that's gonna last. Because I do feel like, when I say things may have been different if my parents had been together, I mean that in the sense of, like, maybe me and my mom wouldn't have had to go through some of the things, because, like, I would have had my biological father there to, like, reinforce that relationship, you know. But when it's like a stepdad, like, he can't really discipline, because there's that line, you know. And I just feel like it gets very complex, and, like, I don't want to have to think that hard like when I have kids. Mm-hmm. So if anything, it definitely gave me that, like, I definitely, like, want to see, like, myself in a successful situation in marriage. Like, if I can help it, like, I'd like not to have, like, mm-hmm. a blended family, if you will. Mm-hmm. But I understand that things happen. And I think that, if anything, it has also made me, like, a very understanding person, which I don't ever think would be a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. So. For parents that have stepchildren, or are, you know, having, that have to explain these things to their children, what would you suggest? Like, what was the best thing that your parent, your mom, or your dad said or could have said? What would you suggest for other families, parents specifically?
I think that respecting people, like, in their feelings, like, is number one. Because I think that a lot of the problem just growing up is everybody wants to feel heard. Mm-hmm. And I would, like, as a kid, like, you would sit back and just be like, why can't they just, like, you know, like, how come we can't all, like, get along, you know, would be, like, the thought. And most of it, it seems like, came from, like, this sense of pride of, like, wanting to prove to the other person, like, how much better off I am without you, or, like, I'm okay without you, as opposed to the focus being, like, on healthy relationships with the children. So my advice, if I'm qualified to give any, would honestly just be to respect boundaries. You know, like, everybody is going to come to terms with things differently. You have to understand that people are emotional. You know, people often speak out of hurt feelings that you may never know about. It's really a matter of, like, being understanding and truly being, like, an authentically good-hearted person, I think, is something crucial to navigate. Because if your heart's not open, you know, to other people in, like, that situation, I really feel like it's kind of pointless.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say, you know, come to everything and try to handle everything with love. Like, try to be understanding.
That's good. what were the best and worst parts of growing up in a blended family? The best and worst parts when you were a child, and the best and worst parts now.
Best and worst parts when I was a child. Best parts, like I said, two Christmases. Who doesn't love that? I'm joking. But it was nice, like, sometimes feeling like, you know, if I wanted a break from home life, like, I'd be like, I'm going to my dad's. Like, you know, and that would be, like, a mini vacay for me. It was nice always feeling like, you know, I still had my dad, like, as a support system. Not so great, like I said, was the unwarranted hostility, like, from my sisters. I never had that experience with my brother at all. We're, like, extremely close. But having to deal with that, I think, did make me, like, a little, like, just resentful of my sisters. And it made our relationship, it took us longer to get to a, like, good place, I feel like, because of that. Mm-hmm. As an adult, I think it's stressful because, like I said, like, me and my dad's relationship now is, like, a little rocky because of his wife. Her mm-hmm. and I have had falling outs, which I won't say one way or another, like, that he took sides on, but I just feel like there should come a time where, like, if this is my, like, maternal mother, like, biological mother, you know, it wouldn't even be a point of contention. Whereas, because this is, like, a different woman with, like, her own set of kids, she has her own complexities and, like, difficulties, like, there's this, like, pressure on him, I feel like, to kind of pick a side, and I feel like he's done that. So I think that that's, like, one of the worst parts is, like, when you're grown, you know, there's this kind of misunderstanding of, like, oh, well, your kids are grown. And it's like, yeah, well, so are her kids.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. And I would say best part still, like I said, is having, like, a nice support system. Like, I can, you know, call my sisters. They can call me. were involved in each other's lives, you know. I truly think that if I need anything or if they needed anything, they would reach out. So it's nice to have that love. Like, it's nice to feel that reciprocated and to finally be at a place where, like, you don't have to defend your existence to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Kind of wrapping up, is there any other thoughts you had or maybe comments about blended families in general?
No, I mean, I think that families in general are a beautiful thing. I do think that any kind of family that you have is a blessing. It's great to be around. But if I had to say personally, if I had a choice, I would like to see, like, my primary family established and, like, secure. I'd like to see that through. But again, like I said, I understand that life doesn't always work out perfectly. So you got to deal with what you get dealt. And like I said, approach it all in love, and I think you'll be good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was good. All right.